Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Happy Monday morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Gratitude, if I can say it, Good Morning Gratitude show on the Best Ever You Show. We do a little segment here every once in a while to just live in gratitude. And I love doing this show because I do this completely unplanned. I say the night before, hey, I think I'm going to do a Good Morning Gratitude show tomorrow or whatever, and I schedule one, and I kind of put out there on Twitter, we're going to do a show, and it's always interesting to see who participates. And I have a surprise for you all. I have Diane Diamond with us. Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth. Good morning. It's so nice to be here.
It's so very nice to meet you and hear your voice. I follow you on Twitter, and I love your website. I want to spell it for everyone. It's DYANDIAMOND.net. So if you want to follow Diane, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I had a great start to the week.
Aren't Mondays fun?
Yes. Actually, Mondays are my favorite days. I'm a list maker, and I'm in heaven right now.
That's really funny. I'm curious, what's on your list?
I have so much on my list today. I'm just connecting with the most wonderful people like you, and it is so amazing to me how when we really commit to living our dreams, people just show up and doors are opened, and it's a beautiful thing to be walking down that path right now for me.
Oh, I love your voice and how wise you are. Oh, I love this. I'm on your website, and I'm looking at Monday, May 20th, and it says Grow Happy. And
yeah.
You have one of my favorite things up there, which are yellow tulips. I absolutely love the color yellow, and I love flowers. And you're telling us we have many decisions to make over the course of the day, if I can read this.
Yeah.
A lot of those we make on autopilot. I agree, as a mom of four boys, I do a lot of things on autopilot. Sometimes
right.
I wonder how I got to where I was driving. and we tend to do the same things day after day and have routines and things like that. But sometimes we feel stuck. I love what you've written here. So we recognize that we make little decisions that make our, you're saying that we make up, have all these little things that we do kind of routine-wise, but we could change some things. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've written here? Because I love this. It's a great,
sure.
great piece of advice.
When I personally find myself feeling a little stuck or, you know, just energy isn't completely flowing the way that I like it to, I look at exactly what it is that I'm doing through my day. And, you know, there are things that we do automatically. We brush our teeth and we take our showers and, you know, we do our exercise routines. And so, we have our lunch. And that was the example that I gave today on the blog was, you know, you can recognize that each one of those little decisions, they have decisions within them. And you can switch it up at any time. You know, you can have something different for lunch. You can go some place different for lunch. And just in that small act, I had lunch last week at a museum, at an art museum. And that was the first time I had had lunch in an art museum. And it really just switched up the whole rest of my week and lightened up my energy and really just got things flowing for me. So sometimes it's my exercise routine that I'm switching up. Sometimes, you know, I do things like you, just out of the blue, and start writing or just doing something different in your day.
Sometimes I have to be quiet. Shocking.
Oh.
Shocking, I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just have to be quiet.
Meditation time. And when my children are little, I called it sit and stare time.
That's about it, exactly.
It was pretty much all I could do, yeah.
No
but
one knows
meditation
out loud.
Is so important for your day, absolutely, to get in that quiet space. And I know it's so hard when you have little ones around,
you
know, to find that time.
Mine aren't so pipsqueaky anymore, but I have four boys, and they're 12, 14, 16, and 18, and they all play sports, three baseball players and one swimmer. And
oh, my goodness.
So, that's crazy. Very fun and everything. But I got to tell you, today it's raining. And I think our entire family took a deep breath and of relaxation this morning when we saw it was raining, just to take a break from the schedule. And two of my kids slept in, and they're going to be going to school here shortly. But everybody was just sort of exhausted.
Well, that is a wonderful thing to be grateful for, the rain.
Yeah.
That, you know, usually you aren't so grateful for the rain, but to be able to take a pause like that, that's powerful.
Yeah, I'm sure the people in the Midwest today aren't feeling all the gratefulness of the rain with all the tornadoes and everything. It seems pretty scary. So, I feel sort of grateful for the rain here today because it's sort of peaceful, but that doesn't seem very, very peaceful. How do you think people can find gratitude in the midst of tragedy or, even bad weather? Is there gratitude to be found in what's, for example, just happening today in the Midwest with all the tornadoes and so forth?
I think
it's a hard one, isn't it?
It really, truly is. But when tragedies happen, the humanity that is shown during and after, I think that is, you know, heroic proportion. People stop and help, and you know, and when you can be that person to stop and help, that opportunity you can be grateful for. I think
I agree.
Yeah, it's in, I think, the actions that occur between human beings, and knowing that you have a choice to help out and being grateful for that choice.
Yeah. Let's learn a little bit more about you here, because I'm very grateful for meeting you this morning. And I'm always grateful for your inspiration on Twitter. You have a couple of books that you've written. Did you want to tell us about those?
I have an inspired workbook. It is just a basic, I don't want to say self-help, because I personally got into a lot of self-help programs. I bought into a lot of self-help programs. Mm-hmm. And it turned into kind of a cycle for me, and there was never any ending to it. And it just kind of came to me that I needed to accept myself, and I needed to accept all of my feelings and all of the things that I was judging as good and as bad and everything in between. And once I came to that realization, then I wrote the Inspired Workbook, and my life has moved forward very quickly since that realization. So what I'm trying to do is to get everyone to understand that every single part of us is perfectly acceptable and lovable, and even in the moments that we truly feel that we're wrong, when we're judging ourselves, it still serves a purpose, and you are still lovable even in the moments of shame and guilt. And sitting with those emotions and being present for those emotions, I think, is the way to move forward. And so my workbook covers a lot of that, accepting yourself, accepting and just embracing all of who you are. Then I have a novel, and it is a spirit-filled novel. It's an unusual thing for me. I'm a longtime writer, And I've always written self-help, and my degree's in psychology. So a novel came out of a series of dreams, and it just had so much beauty and wisdom in it that I felt like it needed to be shared. So it's definitely different than the workbook, but it has a lot of, and it also follows along my same line of beliefs in accepting and surrendering and just being with yourself. So those are my two books.
Nice. Tell me what you mean by surrendering. Because I there's another blog that you posted pretty close to the one to today about surrendering. And I think that's really wise too, because sometimes you're sitting there, and I think that one of the purposes of this show is to help people move from guilt or sadness or shame and flip that around into gratitude. And it can be difficult if people don't quite maybe surrender. I don't know. Tell us what you mean by surrendering.
Well, I work with a lot of people who initially are just in the darkness of what they're judging as a bad situation. Okay. And they can't see any light, and so they're focusing on negativity over and over and over. And what I've found is whatever we focus on, we get more of. So even in the midst of a situation that is not comfortable for you at all, there's always something you can find to be grateful for. And it's in finding that gratitude that you can start to move out of the situation. And by surrendering, what I'm saying is just sit with the emotions, sit with the feelings, let them work through you. I think we dam up those bad feelings a lot, those dense, heavy emotions, and we don't let them flow through us. And they will flow through us if we let them. And so sitting with them and getting to know them, asking them questions, you know, you can ask yourself any question, and oddly enough, answers will appear. And just sitting with that, and then after you've sat with it, after you've embraced it, after you've found the things to be grateful for in it, letting it go. And in that letting it go, it creates room for something new. And if you have used your gratitude and you're focusing on positive things, more positive will show up in your life and fill up that empty spaciousness that you've just created.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, we had a situation here over the past few months where we were deciding whether or not we were going to be leaving our home in Maine or not, and moving across the country for a job transfer. And, you know, we asked the kids if they wanted to move, or, you know, and we have a senior in high school, we have a sophomore in high school, we have an eighth grader, you know, people have been here for a long time. We've raised our family here. And it was a great job opportunity, and we moved here originally from California, so it would be kind of like a move back. And we decided not to. We decided to stay here. And that produces its own stress and anxiety of making a decision like that of, okay, you don't know quite what's coming, but we know we're not going to do this. And my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, okay, gratitude, 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 goodness will follow. You know, all the things that you say and do and put into motion for a decision like that. And it turned out that he got offered just a wonderful job that has him working in Boston a few days a week, but the family can stay here.
Great.
You know, it's an awesome job and so forth. And so then we love our home, and one of the things that we share together is gardening. And we have this just incredible passion for gardening, and we also love red maple trees. I'm getting to my story here, the real story.
Oh, nice.
We love red maple trees. You know, the the ones that keep the leaves kind of purplish red all summer long, and the
yes.
ornamental ones and so forth. And we have a few planted out front. And my husband and son were out in the front yard looking at the yard, picking up sticks that, like we do in Maine here before we mow and things like that. And they, upon close inspection of underneath one of the maple trees, there must have been about 100 little maple trees in our front yard. All little tiny maple trees, about maybe an inch and a half high. So my husband and son spent Saturday digging them all up. And they replanted them, they transplanted all of them into our back garden, which has been frustrating because it's shade and nothing has grown for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And these kind of plants love shade. And so over the weekend, we created Guarino Grove.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that
is
fun?
So great. Oh, it
but
is.
All the twists and turns of just sort of like paying attention and being grateful.
You made the decision from a place of gratitude, and you were focusing on the positive things, and it turned out beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that what we focus on, we get more of. And, you know, people who I hear a lot of times, you know, things just aren't working out. They're just not working out. And, you know, but this happened and that happened, and, you know, that's focusing on the negative. And all it's going to bring you is more of the same. So when you're focusing in on the positive, and I find gratitude is such an easy way to focus in on the positive.
I just quoted you. I'm
then you get
that out.
Then you get a whole grove of red maple.
I'm sitting here. I'm tweeting as we're talking, and I just wrote, "What we focus on, we get more of." And I just quoted you. So I'm tweeting that out right now.
Great.
Could not agree with you more. And that goes for kind of the show. And I know you have to go here. You don't have to spend the whole time here with me unless you can. But if you focus on what you just said is if you sit there and you dwell on the negative, you're going to get more negative, right?
That's absolutely right. And when we think back to situations in our lives, we can clearly see that, you know, when we focused on negative things, joy doesn't come along and smack us in the face. That we don't bump into joy. We choose it.
Yeah.
It isn't something we choose happiness. We don't. We choose, you know, unhappiness.
Yeah.
In the same way. But it is definitely a choice, and you know it isn't magic. We can find our joy absolutely anywhere, and I think by tapping into gratitude, that's just such a wonderful way to start getting there.
What are some of the things that you're grateful for?
I woke up this morning thinking I am so grateful that I get to do what I love, and my second thought was I'm so grateful that I know it's a choice. It took me a long time to understand that I can do what I want to do, and the universe will support me in every step that I take toward what is in my heart to do. The universe takes a step right with me, and that's a beautiful thing. And I woke up this morning feeling grateful for that.
You know, when I read your tweets, it's almost like you're talking in the voice. It's interesting because I've never heard your voice before this phone call. And I read your tweets like you're very conversational, I think is the point I'm trying to make. You're not preachy. You're conversational. And I really wanted to meet you and speak with you because I wondered what were some of the events in your life that brought you to this point of being able to follow your heart and make your choices. Instead of feeling like the choices are ruling you. Yeah, because I know that feeling sometimes. I've done that I quit before of certain jobs and so forth. But would you mind sharing with us something that's happened so that people can kind of understand how you got to where you are and what you're doing?
Well, a little bit of everything has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not quite sure where to begin that one. I have had all kinds of crazy and all kinds of wonderful in my life. And they have existed side by side my entire life. And there have been times when I've focused in on what isn't productive, and I had a very difficult childhood. My first marriage was abusive. I turned that into working with and for battered women. I've been doing that for 30 years. I have taken every less than loving experience in my life and tried to flip it around, really see what I can learn from that and really help others. And that's what's gotten me out of every less than positive situation I found myself in. So I've also been a writer and a freelance writer for a very long time, and a social worker in general. I always felt like my message was a little bit larger than my own backyard. And
don't we all? I think anybody who lives a life where they flip the negative into the positive, and then I call it percolating peace, because it creates like a peace within you. And then once you can do that, it spreads that joy that you're talking about, or spreads that knowledge, and helps other people. And I think when you put yourself out there like you just did, even sharing a little bit about what's happened to you, other people who are in that similar circumstance or who have been through that or have come through that or whatever, flock together.
That's absolutely right. I've been working with battered women for over 3 decades, and I have found that when I sit down and listen to their stories and I tell them I understand and I give them my own story, there's a connection there, and there's a relief there that, you know, only when you've been through something that you can truly understand it inside and out, and that connection is just invaluable in my work, I think.
I think almost all of us, if not all of us, I don't know, it's a sweeping generalization there, know somebody who knows somebody who's been a victim of domestic violence.
It's one out of every 4 women.
I know I have friends, and you know, you hit 44 years old and you've been through enough. A lot of the time, I know I'm approaching 44, and you get to the point where my mom says, and my mom is almost 70, and she says, well, you get to be about my age and you've really seen it all. You think you have. And not to make light of it at all, because it's really serious, and we've done some shows on domestic violence and so forth on 1 Billion Rising. I don't know if you're involved in that at all, but we've done several shows that have focused on that. And is it 1 in 4 now?
It is. And honestly, it has been since I started working with battered women in the early 80s.
Yeah, wow.
The statistics have not changed.
Yeah. And so you're kind of, and how long have you been out more in the public with your books and your tweeting and your social media and so forth?
I worked on it all last year and came and transitioned. And in some ways, I'm still transitioning online early this year. So I'm relatively new to.
Yeah. Well, I think you're wonderful.
Following my dreams completely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a giant leap of faith, isn't it? When you put something out there and you're not sure whether people are going to read it, buy it, follow you.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely, though. when you're really listening to your heart, and, you know, I'm old enough now that my heart has been speaking to me for a while, and every once in a while, you know, I've gotten some slap downs, you know, you really need to listen, and so, you know, when I finally did, the floodgates just opened, and everybody is here to greet me, and, you know, it's a wonderful world. I highly recommend following your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Has you know, when you take leaps of faith, there's a lot of gratitude that goes into all the inner speak, as you know, as you take that leap of faith to do something that you follow your heart and follow what you love and so forth, and hope things will follow and be okay and everything. Sometimes there's almost like a self-esteem chat that you have to have. Like days aren't all perfect, are they?
Oh, no. They're not all perfect at all. I was sick just a couple of weeks ago and really pushing through things. What I found, though, is that when you really love what you're doing, you can really push through just about anything. Yeah. And, you know, it's in that heart connection that, you know, we so often, and, you know, here we go back to the beginning, if you can't be quiet and still and get into that place of stillness, you know, you're not going to be able to hear your heart talk. And that's where you're going to find your dreams and what you really want to do. And so in that place of meditation is so important.
Yeah. Well, you and I share a friend, Shane Travis, and everybody's
nice.
Vivid Life.
Great.
Let's talk about Vivid Life for a minute, because they've got a wonderful website. It's vividlife.me, and Shane and Kyle are lovely people.
They are wonderful. I adore them.
Yeah. I just met them not too long ago, not met them in person, but met them via the phone and so forth, and I have a blog on their website and so forth. But they, every once in a while, you just come across just a soul or two that you feel like you know. I don't know. It's very interesting. They're so peaceful and lovely.
Yes, they really are. They're covering so many wonderful things on their site. I really encourage everybody to check them out. They just a plethora of goodness on their site. I've been doing a health and fitness motivational article for them.
Yeah, and they're not.
No, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say they're not competitive either. They're not like, oh, well, you know, you're self-help too. We can't publish your stuff. Because we have, you know, we have shows on Blog Talk Radio, and they're so supportive of my show and so supportive of their show, their website, their everything. And that's a really hard thing to encounter, especially, you know, I have a corporate background, and that's a tough thing to find. Sometimes.
Yes, it certainly is. Just that we don't need to compete, that is just so important, I think. And they are just really loving like that. It's a beautiful thing that they're doing for everybody. And they have been very supportive.
No, I really love it because they don't I don't know if they're listening or not either. I don't really care if they are or not. It's not about that. What I'm trying to say is that they do things without asking for anything in return, and that is what I find so amazing about them. And I just absolutely love that because I live my life like that. And I don't know that I ever asked for much in return. My husband always says, you know, you need to ask for what you want. I don't know, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, I have my heart on my sleeve a lot. And sometimes that can be a recipe for getting burned. And, You know what I mean, don't you? You know, you just...
I sure do.
Just sometimes people aren't so nice, and I don't know why or what, but, you know, you do that. But they don't ask for much, and I really just appreciate the goodness and kindness of their heart and their genuine nature.
They are very genuine and authentic. I love that.
Yeah. So
really
right, well,
great
we,
site. Though.
Yeah, they do. I love their website. It's vividlife.me. So we've got to go. We've got you were on with me for a half an hour, and that's pretty much what I do with the gratitude show. Just keep it to a half an hour. Just
great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing everything about you and your inspiration. I love that. What we focus on, we get more of. That's a great, great inspirational message for people trying to, live in gratitude or live with more gratitude or live in the gratefulness zone or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And just little things. So do you want to summarize kind of what we learned on this call just really quickly? For people at all?
What we focus on, we get more of, and happiness is a choice, and we can make small adjustments during our day to give ourselves a new perspective when we feel stuck in heavy and dense emotions. And it can really free up a lot of energy, and gratitude is a great place to start.
Yep. And I would add, don't be afraid to try something new, because I've got to tell you, this is the first time I've ever done this show alone without an actual co-host, like a scheduled buddy to talk to. And I can't tell you, I almost like broken, you know, like chewed off my fingernails this morning going, oh my God, I'm going to be alone talking to no one, you know, but I did it. I mean, I logged in, I ran the show, and, you know,
it's
wonderful what's happened here. Actually, you know, Gary Kobat wants to call in, and Gary, please call in. We'll keep the show going. It's 714-868-0220. I'd love for him to call in. Maybe we'll stall here for a minute or two before we end, because he said he's listening. And we sound good. We got a compliment.
Very good.
Do you know Gary Kobat?
No, I don't.
He's awesome. If you don't know Gary Kobat, you might want to look at him on Twitter.
I certainly will.
GaryKobat, and that's his website also. He is an integrative life coach out of the Los Angeles area, I think here he is. And some of his clients, I'll let him tell you who some of his clients are. Gary?
Hey there. Good morning, you two.
You can hear him talking about you.
You guys sounded awesome. Come on, I wasn't going to interrupt any of that. What are you talking about? You were out there all alone on this lone island? Nah, not at all. You did awesome, Elizabeth.
Tell us.
And a pleasure meeting you. I just ordered Diane's book, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
Isn't that cool, Diane? Meet Gary. Gary, I was bragging you up a little bit because his clients are kind of. Who are your clients, Gary? Just a few of them. It's cool.
Well, anyway, it's all across life, basically. Sometimes, like you said, Diane, some people get stuck. And sometimes they just need a little assistance. They just need to know you understand, like you said. And you know, a good coach sees what the other person isn't seeing, so they listen. So you listen, and everything is energy. So you can see, like you said, they get stuck. There's this energy that gets stuck. Are they, like, who's making those decisions? Is it their awesome self or is it their less than awesome self? And you can hear that pretty much within a minute. And you can just guide them out. So what I love about gratitude is just this awareness. I love the fact that we're creators and we can create anything we desire. So like you said, you can create happiness. You can create, you know, your optimal self. You can create space and peace and joy. You know, when the closet's too full, you can just, you know, take a break, pause. I call it the pause. So, no, I loved everything you guys were talking about.
Cool.
And you know, and you were talking about grateful, it's like every single moment is an opportunity to be grateful, you know? There are no ordinary moments.
It's all a choice. I love that it's all a choice.
Totally. That's like one of the biggest gifts we have.
Yeah.
It can be one of the most confusing ones, too. It's a really big gift, but sometimes people get overwhelmed by choice, like too many of them.
Well, you know, they can connect with the power of being that creator. So some people don't want to take responsibility, and that might just be their work. So that's maybe a little bit what we shine some light on. So whether it's an athlete trying for an Olympic medal, or it's a business person, you know, like Diane taking her business to another level, or if it's an A-lister working on a movie, they're human. And I call this the human experience. As she suggested, it's both up and down, light and dark. And that's who we are. I mean, that's who we are as humans. So it's
and
just being...
I think it's in accepting all of that, in accepting both of our light and our dark moments, because they all serve a purpose.
Beautiful. And I call it's okay. I just say it's okay. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to, be hard on yourself. And then it's not necessarily you want to pitch a tent there and repetitively do that. It's about bringing some awareness to that. And what does that mean? And all that means, this turmoil, this knot, this it doesn't feel goodness, it just means you're connected to this person. It isn't you. It might be you on chocolate, or you on shame, or you on alcohol, or you on fear, and versus just you on abundance, you on infinite possibility. So usually they're in their past and trying to relive that, or they're in their future, and it's not even here yet. So they just have really this moment. So my background's athletics. And so as a cyclist,
sure
you
is.
Just have...
It's understated.
You just have this... as a cyclist, over the weekend, I was taking a whole bunch of people out and helping them, assisting them, seeing a whole nother level of, you know, performance and what their body can support them with and do for them. And each pedal stroke is now. Now, you know, as a marathoner, each running step is a now. Each breath, if we don't do athletics, if we just are sitting, you know, and creating some space like you guys were talking about, each breath is now. So that's really where our happiness comes from. That's really where our peace can come from, is in the now.
I point out a lot that your point of power is in the very moment. That's very important, I think.
Exactly, and I always share that you're going down this road. Let's just hypothetically say you're going down this road, and there's this intersection, and it's the fork in the road. You can go right or you can go left. So you can go to your preferred self, or you can go to your, you know, less than preferred self. And this little intersection, most people just roll right through that stop sign or even blow through that intersection because their mind's going so fast, and that's where the pause is. That's where the moment of truth is. That's where the choice is, like you said. That's where the power is.
That's right.
This is this point. You can go right or you can go left. And so who do you choose to be? Who do you desire today? So
and
when people...
And either is
right
okay.
Well, I think people get stuck right there because people are afraid they're going to make the wrong choice. And
but they can't make the wrong choice because either is okay.
Exactly, because if it's the wrong choice, it's the right choice.
That's right.
Okay, wait. I know I've talked to you guys enough.
Very
enough, but I know what you mean
right?
by that. But tell us what you mean right there, because that's a really big deal, because when we talk about choice, people freeze up and they go, oh, I don't know whether to make a choice to move to California or stay in Maine. I don't know if it's going to work out okay. How do you make a choice?
Everything is supposed to happen. Everything is happening for you. Not to you. So when you look at it with those glasses, let's say, or the view of the world, or a sense or slight touch of spirituality, that it's, like she said, way bigger than her backyard.
Right.
Okay? And it's humongous, and we're this slice, and there's this amazing power of energy. It's all happening for us, even when they're challenging. All, again, anxiety, hard on yourself. All these things are just things. They're just indications. They're like somebody waving red flags in the, you know, a worker on the roadside waving red flags, like caution, caution, caution. All those are just messages that you're off base. You're going to the left when your life's, you know, preferred self is going to the right.
When you might be more comfortable going to the right. Right.
Correct. Correct.
One of the reasons.
But even when you're going to the left and you need to be going to the right, you're still going down the right direction. So no matter what choice you make, it's okay. So you can take the pressure off of yourself in making decisions that way, I think.
That's why I say it's okay, because pain or those what we call, quote, wrong decisions are really right decisions.
Right.
Because
right.
They're going to get us to awareness, because it's all about awareness. Okay, it's
right.
Not about taking for granted. It's all about this awareness. So, you know, on a bike, and we're going 25 miles an hour, you know, you got 12 antennas up. Okay, there's wind, and there's terrain, and there's potholes and car doors. There's, you know, traffic, and there's other riders, and there's your ability to focus or lack of focus. There's your body that's supporting you there, or it's drained over the years. So all of these things happening all at the exact same time. So to help someone, you know, be a pro and do it for a living, that those antennas are up, and it's all about awareness. So everybody thinks, I might teach the body. What I really teach is the mind becoming aware of the body. When I help a pro, or if I help, again, the last 10 years, I helped Jim Carrey with all of his movies, starting with Mr. Potter, or way, way back 10 years ago. It was a spiritual movie. And we just had to get him ready, you know, or Kate Winslet or somebody like that, just getting them really prepared for a four-month project that is no different than an Ironman on their mind,
you know what
on
I
their
love
body.
About you, though? I always interrupt you right here because I what I love more than anything about you, too, is that you don't make us feel like we all have to be Jim Carrey or Kate Winslet.
No.
We can just be us, and you're a coach to all of us. You always say we're all A-listers. Sometimes we don't feel that way.
We're all a master at something, too. We're a master, as Diane said, as connecting to our preferred self. We're a master at not seeing it. So we're all mastering something. We have these gifts of choice. But to teach peace, because that's what it's all about, you know, our best selves happen in states of peace. Mm-hmm. So coming back to this state of peace, or as Diane said, coming back to this space or the pause, is where we become aware, or we change our course. I call it course correcting. And what does all of that? It's your show. It's the topic of your show, and that's gratitude. You just simply either connect to your breath for now, or in this case, what are you grateful for? So, and you think
what
of something.
What are you grateful for? What are some things you're grateful for?
Well, I'd love to share that. So just one last point on gratefulness. It just changes your energy.
Yeah.
So you can either have this darker energy, or you can have this lighter, brighter energy. So when she was saying something like, you know, positive or optimistic, that's a brighter, lighter energy. That's a higher vibration, has more energy to it. It's kind of like, you know, satellite radio, AM radio. You know, they have different frequencies. So everything is energy. And again, just to keep it simple, I always ask people, who's asking me? Well, what do you mean, who's asking me? I'm asking you. And I said, no, which one of you is asking me? You know, you with all of these darker energies, or you with, you know, a pause in between so that you can see that there's a brighter energy. So
Elizabeth on chocolate, or?
Well, and then when you add life, in there, like chocolate or alcohol or things like this, you know, alcohol, we all know, is a depressant, but maybe some people don't know that. So even though it might feel good for a temporary time, or it might ease your pain, let's say, it's a numbing agent. On the flip side, it's actually, like you said, the more you focus on something, the stronger it becomes. So You might want to take away your pain by having a couple of glasses of wine or drink, but on the other side, it's also a depressant. So you're also creating more issues a day or two later, and you don't even know it, possibly. So it's just having that understanding. So, you know, there's many things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for every moment, but grateful for my body. I'm grateful for everybody's body. Some people don't love their body. You know, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to love our body. Our body, our life, our entire life happens through our body. Our awesomeness, our less than awesomeness, our amazing experiences, you know, our feelings happen through our body. When we suck or when it's not going right or when it's your anger and your frustration or your confusion all goes through yourself. And we only have one body. We can't divorce it. So are we abusing it? Are we loving it? It's a portal. It's what we live everything through our body. I didn't say attach. I didn't say, you know, like get affixated, addicted to your body. I just said honor. Namaste. Honor your body. So I'm grateful for everybody's body.
Chocolate. Right.
Well, in moderation, you know. There's no right or there's wrong. There just is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just see. I got to bring the funny in.
Oh, yeah. So, like, for instance, 8 out of 10 people, if we knew, 8 out of 10 people are low in vitamin D, and our body doesn't make vitamin D. So vitamin D only comes from the sun. Oh, don't go in the sun. Oh, maybe you need 5 minutes a day of exposure to sun. Why? Because it makes 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, of which we don't make. It's one of the very few things in life that we have to get from the outside. So I'm grateful for oxygen. I'm grateful for water. I'm grateful for the sun because it feeds. It's life force. Mm-hmm. So I did. Anyway, you asked.
Perfect. No, I know. We love you. So always good. Diane, he's cool, isn't he?
Oh, very, very, very. I agree with everything. And the whole energy, everything is energy. I so believe in that and how our energy can be dense and we can lighten it by making good choices.
And I always like suggest to say, you know, emotions, E-motion, emotion. Emotions are meant to move. They're meant to move through.
That's right.
And you know, you can get these emotions that are like stuffed, and these emotions that are buried, and these emotions that you're so scared you avoid and suppress, right? And these emotions that they're like all of a sudden you're constipated with this dark emotion. So I always say mental weight loss, emotional weight loss, there's physical weight loss, you know, there's cleansing, right? There's emotional cleansing, there's physical cleansing, and there's mental cleansing. Spiritual cleansing. So there's these things like a hurricane and a tornado and things like that. I don't want to get into that, but they're just the universe's way of chaos and turmoil, but also of cleansing. And it's not necessarily always positive, obviously. And I appreciate what you said, and that would be grateful for the people that support. But we're all creators.
Already people are supporting, too. There was somebody, there was a tornado victim yesterday who was being interviewed on TV, which I have no idea how they find the strength to lose, you know, they lose their home, they lose everything. Yes, they're alive, and then they have the strength to be interviewed on TV. Never understand that. And then also the gratitude, wisdom, and all of it together to be sitting there crying and then also saying thank you to all of the people who have already reached out to help their family. He's like, complete strangers have reached out to help me from far away already. And that always amazes me.
It is. It's amazing. I'm amazed. I love the stories from the Boston Marathon and the people, the gal with the getting the new leg, and she's going to dance again, and challenging Anderson Cooper, you know. You're going to dance with me, you know, that kind of thing. Because, you know, I do have body parts that are titanium and cobalt and so forth, and I have made comebacks with new body parts, and I just appreciate the body. It's just an amazing miracle. And to just, you know, be able to move again, to be able to live. You know, some of my clients have had no arms and no legs, and they've done Paralympic medal. And all of that is like you said, living what you really desire, you know, through your body, and it's who you really are. So to remember, be grateful, and remember who we really are, whether we have legs or no legs, or arms or no arms.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. That's just authentic.
That's one of your stories you always tell. We have about 10 minutes left here, or 5 minutes, or whatever you guys need. But that's one of your stories you also always tell with Jim about ice skating. I love it when you tell that story. Do you think you could tell that to Diane? Because I don't think she's heard it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just real quick. I had an opportunity to align myself with Jim and Jim Carrey and just help him get out of the space he was in and do this really powerful movie 10 or 11 years ago. And he just kept canceling because he wasn't quite ready. You know that time when you just don't want to work out. You just
That's
don't want to get moving, right?
Yeah,
know it well.
You're just in your own way, or you're in that space, and there's nothing helping you move, or you can't think of the, like you said, questions, the power of transformation, of transformational questions. What am I grateful for today? There was nothing of that happening at those
times.
So he kept canceling, you know. So it's like 13 cancellations later. I finally got a chance to go over, and he kind of just gave you that 2 minutes of why he wasn't doing what everybody wanted him to do. And I just said, stop, you know. I said, that's not important right now. It's the fact that we're here. And I said, you're from Canada, right? And he goes, well, yeah. And I go, well, do you ice skate? And he goes, well, yeah. All of a sudden, you see the little kid starting to happen right in front of you, you know. And,
Even littler kid, you mean?
Yeah, littler kid, yeah, exactly. 6'2", littler kid, right? And he looked upstairs, you know, up at the ceiling. I go, whoa, you got, like, skates up there in the attic or something? He goes, yeah. I said, let's go get them. So we got the skates, and we went. I rented an hour and a half ice the next morning, and we went skating for our first, you know, getting moving thing.
Nice.
And he turned into, you know, a little kid in about 90 seconds. 15 years old, hair blowing in the breeze. And the magic of that, the grateful, being grateful for just being a kid or being a kid again, the things that you love to do. So it's like you said, you love to write, or you love the business aspects, or you love to pause and meditate. Do it. And if it's turmoil, don't.
Right.
And keep it simple.
Yeah, I tell people there are no secrets. This isn't a secret. Just do what you love to do.
Exactly.
Just listen to your heart, and the best way to get there is through, for me, meditation, being quiet and listening.
Yeah, and then I balance that on, with the people I work with movement. But just even if it's walking, because then the body takes over. The body's an amazing, you know, physical.
I've been dancing meditations lately.
Awesome.
It is so awesome.
It is.
Panache Desai has a CD out right now, and it is a meditational dance CD. It's wonderful. And Panache is a wonderful person, too. His message is very lovely. So, yeah, that you can absolutely, and I think that helps shake out a lot of that dense, heavy emotion.
Sure, it's called emotion, right? It's moving through. And then the body's pharmacy, if you haven't noticed, I call it the body's pharmacy, kicks in, opens for business about 10 or 15 minutes in.
Absolutely.
And you completely feel different than when you walked in. And you completely feel different at the end of your session.
Yeah.
And the reason for that are many, mind, body, spirit. It, all three areas are open. So for you to somebody to drop some nuggets into your head, you'd be more open now. I call it open to receive. And so, it, like you said, it opens you up and moves things through. But then there's the physiology side, and the serotonin kicks in, and the dopamine kicks in. And the GABA kicks in, and you've got adrenaline.
Right.
And then you've got all the things that support you, like oxygen, and then you get the red blood cell getting more oxygen, and then the brain gets fed more oxygen, and then you get clearer. And I can go on and on and on, you know.
It's a great choice, that's for sure.
Just the movement is very therapeutic.
Yes,
so that,
I agree.
Is that very fluid, like peaceful movement, or a meditational dance?
It is what you need it to be. It's not choreographed. You just move as you you feel. Yeah, so some people are moving.
He's going to really like my tap dance to a CD.
Well, there you go. You know,
why not?
What works,
dance.
Works. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're
I
enough
love
to see that.
You're enough to do it.
40 years. It's funny. I'll have to break that out. <That's hysterical. laughs> send him a YouTube video.
That's absolutely right. That would be great.
Earlier, you were talking about following your heart and doing what you love, and that's all it takes. It's the love.
Yeah.
It's everything is love, you know?
Yeah.
Everything
find your tap
is
dance,
love.
Find your bike. Find your, that's you. Like, you're always on your bike.
Well, lately, I've been grateful for all the people that put me back together, and I'm finding it's still in there. You know, all of those magical... Sure. You know, visions and feelings, and you talked about like this flow. You know, flow happens when you're open, you're moving, so that means your intent, there's an intention, there's a focus, there's a vision, you're doing something you love, you're doing with some sort of rhythm or repetition and practice. And when those six or seven or eight things all come together, it's called the zone for an athlete, or flow.
Yep.
All
right, we got to go. Yep.
Cool.
Percolate peace, learn peace within. We always talk about all those things, and gratitude, and I like that flow. Kind of like, it's almost like athletic training in a way, when it all is moving together. The eating right, the mindset, mind, body, spirit, sport. It's your website, Mind, Body, Spirit, Sport, I think. Let me close out here, because otherwise we're going to get cut off live. And I just want to mention Gary's website. It's GaryKobat.com, KOBAT.com. And on his website, you can sign up for his Mindful Tool. And you have training ones that you put out. You have a whole bunch of stuff on there. Anyway, sign up for his mailing list, and you get just gems in your email of just such wisdom, and also beautiful photographs, because Gary is a world-class photographer. Right? You're
awesome.
Thank you. Photography.
Well, it's the new love. It's like ice skating for Jim. It's my new love.
Yeah. Oh, they're just so beautiful. Every day there's some new, great, wonderful, beautiful picture in your Facebook or in my email, and I just love it. So good for you for doing all that and teaching yourself camera and all the things you're doing. So, and then Diane, your website is dianediamond.net. It's D-Y-A-N diamond.net. And you also have a wonderful blog and inspirational wisdom. I think it looks like it's about daily, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's five days a week.
Mm-hmm. Good focus and consistency and determination and all of those things. Because that is
Thank
not easy to do,
much.
To write and take pictures every day, either one of you. It takes work, doesn't it?
Well, when you love what you're doing, it doesn't really feel like work.
It's
not
work. Well, but it's that consistency to do things. And,
absolutely.
Just that in itself is sometimes a really great example for other people to follow. When somebody does something daily, it gets you into a routine and so forth. But anyway. All right. Lots of love to both of you and to everyone listening, and have a beautiful day. And this is the Good Morning Gratitude segment of the Best Ever You Show. We'll do these once in a while, and we announce them in Twitter and on Facebook and on Pinterest and on Blog Talk Radio. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Nice meeting you, Diane.
Nice meeting
you.
Thank
you guys for both being with us. And let me just tell you, on Thursday, May 23rd, we have, the CEO from Face Forward coming on to spend an hour with us. And so that ought to be a wonderful show. All right, take care, everybody. Have a beautiful
day.
And be grateful for everything that you have. I always say count your blessings. All right, take care. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.